Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to this episode of GG Over Easy, where we'll be talking about, well, a lot of video games. New ones coming up. We're going to be rating them on a scale 1 to 10, how excited we are. Different games going to different consoles. A lot about video games. So, with that said, let's get into it. Gonna have the little...
Yeah. Oh, also, Blue, thank you for joining us. I see you over there. It's nice to have you again. We almost forgot to put you up. And then I was like, wait, we need to put Blue up.
We got Rob here. Great to see you.
It's okay.
Good to see you.
Blue here. Great to see and hear you.
How's it going?
Love you. Much love.
I'll do it again.
I don't want to fall.
Very regal. Yeah. We're going to have to sue him. With this podcast, rated 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
5.
You can find it there as well as everywhere else. You probably listen to your podcasts, so you should do that if you're watching this on YouTube or even on one of your, I mean, I guess
I'm looking at you right now. You're like, wait, should I leave a review right now? Yeah, I'm looking at you, Frank.
Yeah, in fact, Shadow Swarm did. He said, Epic Gamer Podcast, 5 stars. If you're on the fence, listen to this one. These guys are fantastic on YouTube and just as good in audio form.
Oh,
thank you. Thanks, Shadow Swarm. We got tons of reviews here. We do appreciate it. You're all beautiful. We love you.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate the support. Thank you, guys, for really listening and hanging out.
Yeah, we do. We are happy to ramble for you all. We will have some sponsors coming up in this episode. But let's go ahead and get started with video games.
Can't wait, dude. I mean, this is like the best time. This is the best time for video games, like right now. And that's why, like, I'm so excited that, like, my birthday always kind of fell around this time. Because I know I'm getting at least 3 games, baby. You know, with that birthday money, I'm getting 2. No, at least. If
I'll
grandma
never forget
hooks it.
Halo Reach, my birthday.
Unfortunately. I was like, is that a good story or a bad story?
I'm sorry. I mean, that's rough.
It was exciting at the time.
All right, wait, real quick.
You know that Halo would just turn into the shell of what
it's that was like where it started too. Okay, real quick, we're gonna already get off sidetrack. What was your first midnight release of a video game? Do you remember? Like, I can tell mine. I mean, I didn't go, but my mom went for me because I was at my friend Tyler's birthday party. It was Halo 2.
Wow. My mom would never do that.
My mom was a great mom. Well, it was around, it came out like November-ish, and it was October, like, so it was like my birthday gift. I was like, mom, please, like, go do this for me. And she did. What a mom.
Halo Reach was probably around there.
Okay.
For my first. I'm trying to think. I think there was something before
Unless
that,
mom or dad were there, I'm sure you weren't probably allowed out the house by midnight.
You better be back, Yeah, no, I think my mom probably had to drop me off because at the time I didn't have I wasn't 16 or no. Yeah, she had to be there because I couldn't buy the game. I wasn't 17.
This is my mom.
Yeah, so she had to come and be like, hey, whatever. Mom. I do remember, though, the first M-rated game I bought by myself, though, was actually, I think it actually came out, too, on my 17th birthday or whatever, Gears 3.
Oh.
Went to GameStop. Bop. He's like, let me see your ID. I'm like, bop.
Man, sorry about that one too.
Gears 3 was
Gears
fun.
Gears 3's not bad. That was fun. It's fun.
The PvP was good.
No.
It wasn't bad.
Stirring the pot.
No, it's not that good.
What about you, Blue? What was your midnight? Have you been to midnight releases? I'm sure you have.
It was Modern Warfare 2. That's the only one I ever went to.
That's the only one. That's a great one, though. Yeah. That's a great one. I got like late on the Modern Warfare 2 train because I was too busy playing Halo 3.
We were too busy being real gamers.
And then like at school, everyone's like, dude, you don't play Modern Warfare? I was like, I'm a general.
Too busy playing the other franchise.
Well, it really was at the time. It was like
it was you picked one
Halo
or
Call of Duty.
Yeah. And then you know what's so weird? Like with Halo Esports, when I saw the Call of Duty Esports, I was like, what a bunch of losers, bro. Are you kidding me?
Here we are.
I know, bro. Like, and then like Call of Duty franchises now are like doing cities like it's Overwatch League, bro, and you'll be and lucky to see a Halo tournament with
and
five
my Uncle Joe's hosting the World Championships in his backyard in the middle of
they can't
Timbuktu.
Even fill the World Championship Halo rosters. They're just asking, like, yo, have you played? You know, yeah, how to use like, controller?
Anyone? Well, you have a chance
please?
Of money.
Anyone?
But really, yeah, they're sitting there like, please.
All right, so let's get into the games. So the first game I put up is probably the one I think everybody's most hyped about and definitely has like the most kind of hype behind it is probably Borderlands 3.
Well, probably two because that one's just the closest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when does it come out from? I mean, so this is coming out Sunday.
As of this podcast, 5 days?
Yeah, so it's coming out next week, basically.
Next Friday, I believe.
So
yeah, Blue, are we grinding or what, kid? Like, are we about to just be losing
really
our lives to it?
Me that question? Yeah, you're going to ask the grinder himself?
The grinder.
I mean, I'm going to go pretty hard.
Is Borderlands what you got into, Blue? Like, what got you into, like, the genre of, like, a looter shooter?
Well, if it wasn't for Borderlands, I probably wouldn't have played Destiny. That, but I mean, in all honesty.
I mean, you're right.
Like, then I would have never met him.
Like,
I don't want to think about
hard facts. Borderlands 2 was the first one I played, and then I played Borderlands 1 later on. But 2 is so good, and it got me addicted to like that loot grind, that when Destiny came out, we didn't have a next-gen looter, and this was the first one. I was like, well, yeah, of course I'm going to buy Destiny, because I want that same like dopamine rush from getting cool loot. So if it wasn't for Borderlands, I wouldn't be playing Destiny, which is why I'm so hyped for Borderlands 3.
I mean, I could probably throw myself in that category, too. I mean, with Borderlands, I remember when my boy Ryan rolled up and was like, dude, have you heard of this game called Borderlands?
Yeah,
and at this
dope.
Point, it had already probably been out like 3 or 4 months because I was kind of late on that train too. And it was sick.
It was so sick.
I mean, how long has it been since Borderlands 2 to Borderlands 3?
That was 09.
09? God, sorry, audio listeners. Sorry, I just whacked my the microphone with my water bottle. My bad.
But
so one was 09, right? Yeah.
And yeah, and I think like 2 was 2012.
2 was 2012.
Yeah.
And now it's 7 years later.
Yeah.
Which, okay, so I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here, maybe a bit of a hot take here. But Borderlands 3 didn't wow me as much as a 7-year-old game in development should have been.
Well, I mean, it hasn't been 7 years in development. Yeah, I'm sure there was like...
But
this
you
is
have
the
to
same
think,
dev team that gave you Battleborn, rest in peace.
Oh, man, I know. I miss it.
Battle.
So
I
it,
love
wasn't, it wasn't like
that's
their entire dev cycle
I know
was
that
on
like,
two.
I know, but within those 7 years, you would have thought they would found a new way to add something big for an end, like maybe they're hiding something in game. I doubt it. I feel like they would have revealed that.
Oh, what? No, don't reveal that.
Well,
I mean,
I
would like
but,
to think
but I mean, did you play through Borderlands 2's end game? Like, did you go that deep in Borderlands 2?
Yeah, I did.
Because it's the same
character.
Destiny. Okay, because I mean, realistically, I mean, I don't know how far they've expanded the end game as far as activities go.
I mean, the Borderlands end game is basically just kind of fighting the same kind of bosses that they scale up to your level as well, right? And then you can just try and get...
It's very, like, classic end game where you go through...
their specific loot.
Yeah, they're like loot table. Yeah.
And just like tiers of difficulty get harder and harder.
Yeah, and then like when you even like get that gun, and then like the perks on it can have tiers as well. So it's like you're also like hunting for the perfect perks on it too, or like the best kind
much.
Of percentage roll. So that's like all it is basically, right? Is just kind of doing that. There's no like missions or something. You just basically farm a boss.
Well, I mean, there's like bosses and stuff that you can't get if you didn't do like a different tier or stuff like that, which is a big part of Borderlands. But Gearbox doesn't like... If I got Borderlands 2's endgame today from a looter shooter, I'd be pretty disappointed. But
so you need
Gearbox
something more
really,
than what it was.
Well, yeah, because with Destiny and everything, you have this big endgame with a lot of activities, a bunch of raids, like
six-player
activities.
What game are you playing, bro? What?
Well, I mean,
Destiny,
it's miles
it's
better than... And I mean, Borderlands in the same...
Okay,
if you compare
sure,
it,
yes,
you don't even,
I get,
then Borderlands wouldn't even
okay,
have an endgame.
Okay, sure. But, like, it's not that expansive or, like, crazy. I think, like, Borderlands...
I mean, now it is.
Yeah,
if you're
better.
A new player coming to Destiny 2, it's a pretty huge
like,
game.
Like, I was expecting them to be like, yo, in-game, like, there's an actual raid.
Mm-hmm.
Like something like that. Especially since it's co-op, you would think.
And that's why I have a lot of faith in Gearbox, because I mean, honestly, they already showed off a couple of things to do, which are just activities in general, for Endgame, which they have this horde mode that looks super sick.
I do like horde modes.
You do like, you are a sucker for horde modes.
Something about it, dude.
But the thing about Gearbox is they're going to make their own lane. They're not going to put like 6-player raids or like pseudo horde modes for like the 80th time, Bungie.
I wish.
But but I'm sure Gearbox has their own stuff in their sleeve. Quite honestly, even I could probably still go back to Borderlands 2 and still have fun, because like replaying through the difficulty modes, because Borderlands has always had just fundamentally it's a lot more fun to play through the stories and bosses of Borderlands than it is to play through Destiny's, quite honestly.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But if that was the only like reason to replay, then at this point in time, this late in the game, then yeah, I probably would get pretty bored pretty fast.
Yeah. So I think the game is going to be more Borderlands 2, just more Borderlands 2, which isn't a bad thing, and that'll be fun. But so far, I haven't seen anything that deviates from that same formula. Like Blue Sand.
Oh my God.
It'll still be fun. We'll go through it. For me, too, the fun thing about Borderlands 2 was more so going back through with different characters.
Yeah.
And getting to do all the different classes. Mm-hmm. So I'll still do that. That'll be the fun part. But I'm hoping there's still going to be something else to shoot for. Or, you know, grind.
Besides, like, just difficulty modes.
Yeah, well, something I could totally see Borderlands 3 having is, like, a dungeon kind of system. Like, instead of just, like, going to a boss and, like, walking in front of him, like, you go through, like, a dungeon or something like that.
No doubt.
And that has to be it, because I'm with you guys. If it's just kind of the same thing where you just play for just kind of having the best kind of gun, then that's
not for me. It worked 7 years ago. That's what I'm saying. It's like, looter shooters, as we know it, have expanded. I know Borderlands is a different formula and stuff. But you would think they would have taken something else, especially because they like to focus on the whole co-op thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think they would have pushed some new activity or some new way to play with everybody.
Yeah.
That would, you know, enhance gameplay rather than
we don't know that they haven't.
Co-op. Well, that's what I'm saying. They haven't said it, but I'm cautious to think that they wouldn't use that as some way to
buy it, like, for sure.
Well,
especially
why I have a lot of faith in Gearbox, because the cards on the table they put down is, well, we have like an actual huge open world, right? Which is already the, like,
I mean,
Borderlands
isn't it
2,
worlds? Like, don't
worlds,
you like go into
yeah,
space
worlds.
And all that
Borderlands
kind of thing?
2, if you look at Borderlands 2, it's still bigger on a scale of like mission areas and just places to patrol than Destiny, right? So
yeah,
the whole big sale is already, well, our already big world to explore is even bigger. So, and then obviously the story is going to be, it's Gearbox story. It's going to be cheesy and campy. Yeah, and
I like their campy
dope
humor.
And awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So I feel like the cards on the table of marketing is, do you want more Borderlands? Well, here's some more Borderlands. Yeah. And if they do have more like cool activities for you to do, that would be just something that you could kind of find in the game, because Gearbox is pretty traditional as far as like marketing a game.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I thought I was really hyped for Borderlands, but you guys have kind of brought me down to reality.
Wait,
like,
well,
saying
I am so hyped for it.
Yeah,
still,
I'm still
though.
Hyped.
Like, I as much as Fruit says, yeah, it would be disappointing if that's all there was, I would still get plenty more than $60 worth out of that game if it really was was all it was. Because Borderlands just does everything so well. The guns are so fucking creative.
Well, when we went to the event, it was cool.
It was cool.
But like,
it was
Borderlands. That's the problem.
I knew exactly what I was getting.
It's cool.
It was Borderlands.
I knew exactly what I was like. The demo
like,
we
yeah,
played
cool.
played
like,
exactly
so
like
fucking
Borderlands.
Dope.
It was fun.
So
yeah. It was
for this
fun.
Game.
I had fun. Like, don't get me wrong. I had fun.
Yeah.
But it was Borderlands 2. Like,
right.
It didn't feel like Borderlands 3.
But you can fly.
Good
no.
shit. What do you mean?
I don't know
feel
if
like
I slid.
So get him out. Boot him from the podcast.
That was,
anyway, the point is.
Well, that was the whole joke when they revealed. Like, the thing people got most excited about is a slide mechanic in a 2019 game. They're like, you can slide. And people are like, woo!
All right, boomer, calm down.
Wow.
I don't get that criticism. People let people be hyped for cool stuff. I mean, it's like, you gotta understand, with people with Borderlands, it's like, this, it's literally been 7 years since the last one. So seeing and there's so much,
I mean, Destiny,
there's so much like
2.
Doubt of devs now, like when it comes to like delivering. Like, people were like, man, like, what if it's legit just Borderlands 2 and it's like they don't make any quality of life changes? So for me, I was excited because it's like, damn, okay, so this is actually Borderlands in 2019 game. Well, because I feel like I'm so jaded by getting disappointed that I was like, damn, what if this sucks?
All right, so if I'm gonna put, so we'll end Borderlands 3 there. I think.
Wait. Well, let me add one thing. I don't mean to bash specifically on Borderlands with like the whole sliding thing. Like I remember at the Destiny 2 reveal, they're like, "You now have a mini map and you show up on it," and people are like, "Yes!" And like, yeah, that was like, yeah, okay, this is like, you have like quest trackers. Like, yeah, we should have had
that a long time ago.
There's just quality of life stuff that anyone will like, especially if you're excited for the series. People, yeah, go, whoop, whoop.
Yeah,
yeah. I just wanted to.
All right, so on my scale of hype, I'm going to... Okay, we'll have, like, one for me being, like, Curse of Osiris. All right, that's my one. 10 being, like...
One.
Okay, Kingdom Hearts 3 wasn't that great of a game.
But the hype for it was a 10,
all right? Borderlands 3, I did have at a 10. But then when you guys, like, broke it down and, like, just kind of said it's Borderlands and maybe the end game may not be there... I'm going to go at a 9. I'm at a 9. I'm pretty hyped for it. High. I mean, 7 years. I am a Borderlands 3. I'm not an avid Borderlands fan, but I mean, I've been waiting for it.
Well, notice that we're also leaving out Borderlands, the pre-sequel. We're not even...
Yeah, see,
I'm aware, it's been 7 years since
the last Borderlands. But I mean, that wasn't really... Yeah, but I mean, that wasn't Gearbox, so it's like...
Yeah, it was Australia Gearbox, and like... That's what I'm saying. Like, some people are like, well, we had pre-sequel.
That's
a
spinoff.
Yeah.
All right, Blue, what's your score from 1 to 10?
I'm going to put that at 9 for me.
9, nice.
It's not a 10 because it's, I mean, like what Fruit said, it's like 2019. Like there's all this, there's been so many things that have changed in the genre. So it's a 9 because even if it isn't like as expansive and like all these activities you do in the end game, I'm still Borderlands. Like
I'm still going to have a blast.
Yeah.
The time I spend in it is going to be of significantly higher quality than I've gotten in Destiny.
You don't need to explain a 9's a great score. Like, we're over here trying to explain why it's not a 10. We're like, hey, come on. Like,
Borderlands might only be like a 500-hour game for me, right? But it's like those 500 hours will be great. A lot more significant than like the 1,500 I've put in Destiny, no shade.
I'm going to rank it because we have some upcoming games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give each one, like, the one out of the list I'm most hyped for is going to be 10.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try and roughly think where Borderlands falls
in sequence. Oh, okay. Right. See, I'm just going, like...
So, I would say...
They can have the same score on my scale.
This would be 7 out of 10.
A 7?
Because
wow,
I think...
Wow, C-tier. That's what you're saying right there with a 7. Well, okay, you got to think you're saying C-tier, bro.
But I'm
That's
saying
70%.
That. I'm saying that because out of this list, I think there are 3... games above it, I'm more excited for.
Okay.
So that's just what I'm saying. There's an 8, 9, and a 10.
So you're scaling it.
Yeah.
To that. Okay. I see what
so
you're saying.
I'll probably go that same route.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's like a C-tier game. Mm-hmm. I'm hyped for it, but there are more games closer.
I already know what my 10 is. So.
Yeah, okay. Me too. So that's why I like...
I kind of forgot what the list is because it's a long list.
So with that, let's move on. We got a big old list. Mm-hmm. We can just start chugging through it.
What do we got next?
We got... the one, the only, you never thought you'd see it. 2019, we got Banjo-Kazooie in Smash.
Oh, but we didn't just get Banjo. We basically got a sand skin for
Everyone was more excited about that than any other announcement. The sand skin.
What sand?
Sand. S-A-N-S.
Oh, I've never played Undertale. So is that like the skeleton guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a skeleton guy you see all the time.
Yeah,
anywhere.
An outfit and people are freaking out about it?
To be fair, it's a pretty solid outfit.
I mean,
what is going on with gaming, dude?
But if they brought a Goku outfit, I'd be hyped.
Well, it was funny because people were like, oh, dude, Banjo's launching tonight. And then they revealed the new...
Banjo who?
They revealed Terry, who's from...
Terry!
Fatal
Fury, yeah.
Fatal Fury. And people were like, oh, that's cool. But the most hype that people were for a Mii Gunner skin.
So
a
dumb,
Mii Gunner outfit, sans Undertale.
Whatever.
People
if you're a big Undertale fan,
out.
Congratulations.
Terry is just Ken with a hat.
Yeah,
what everyone's saying.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I mean, his
what
his
game? What game console was that too? The trailer was cool. Like I liked how they were all trying to go for it and stuff.
Neo
that
Genesis,
cool.
I think.
Yeah,
but it was like back early '90s. It was a huge fighting game.
Yeah,
it did have a lot of like.
It was huge.
Importance, but
one thing I wanted to bring up with Ultimate, and I'm interested to see what you think about it, Blue, because you can kind of see it on the list if you have it in front of you. Do you think we have seen the peak of Ultimate? You know, it's almost been out almost, what, a year now?
Like, no, we definitely haven't.
So you definitely think it's still going to be going up, even though this fighter pass, isn't Terry almost the last fighter to be announced?
So that's the other thing they announced, is Sakurai pretty much said, just because this fighter pass is ending, we're actually working on more characters.
Pog.
That's why they named it Fighter Pass 1, because it is literally... Yeah.
They're getting us ready for Goku.
Fighter Pass 1. So I'm assuming we're probably going to get 5 more characters next year.
Okay. When is the next time you think we see a Smash? Like a new Smash title?
Probably. I don't think Switch will ever get another one. So
whenever the Nintendo makes their new console?
So the thing is,
I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
5 or 6 years.
So the thing is, this is supposed to be Sakurai's last Smash.
Yeah, but I feel like it's always something like that.
But he's been making it. It seems like from the Switch or from the Direct last night, he made it very clear that if this is going to be his last Smash, he wants to just put as much as, like, make it as big as he possibly can.
Yeah.
So he pretty much said, I'm going to be working on this as much as I can. So I don't think we're getting... I think this is the last Smash we're getting for a very long time.
Well, I don't think Smash will be done, even if Sakurai's done. They'll get someone else to do it. Yeah. No way Nintendo's exactly. Like, oh, we lost Sakurai. Let's give up 100%. On this franchise.
Yeah.
Smash.
Which is exactly why
this is our swan song.
If we do get another Smash, it's not going to be for a while. I would say this is... Because how long was it from Melee to Brawl?
Only 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Or wait, no. Sorry. Wait, no. Melee was what, 01?
God.
Brawl was 08. Brawl was like... Yeah.
07 or 08.
I can look.
No, Brawl was 06, was it?
Oh, what? Yeah, I think you're right, 06. And then Wii U was... I don't even know, because I didn't...
Wii U was...
2011?
Oh, no, Brawl was 2008, yeah.
Okay,
no.
So we have Ultimate came out in 2018.
Right.
We had Super Smash Bros. For Wii U 2014.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sooner than I thought.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl 2008...
Yeah.
Melee was 2001, and then Smash Bros. OG was 99.
Well, if I'm doing the math, it was 7 years from Melee to Brawl.
Yep.
And then six from Brawl to Melee.
And then four. So now we're like three
next
or two.
Year, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so this is the difference, because in the age of DLC, 100%.
You don't really need to.
You don't really need to have another installment. Like, this game will last long enough. It's already...
Some games you do. This kind of game, you don't. You can just
upgrade. Yeah, I mean, and there's no really reason to make a new one if this one continues to draw numbers. Because this is... I think this is, with that, like, not even close, Ultimate's going to be the most popular Smash title. As much as people love Melee, as far as monetary-wise,
sure,
they're 100% going to make far more money on Ultimate than they ever have.
Well, yeah, monetary-wise, but I think among the fans and the culture of Melee, I think there will still be people who claim to like Melee
probably
more.
Probably still be bigger, though, like, as far as like reach.
Yeah.
The Melee community will always be Melee. It doesn't matter. They could make HD Melee and they'd still be like, no.
Yeah, Melee is a bubble that you don't touch, and I'm fine with that, because I would rather not smell bad.
I mean, the reason, too, is like... Nowadays, Melee, Nintendo doesn't make anything from that. They don't sell GameCubes anymore. They don't sell Melee or anything like that. They don't make any profit.
Yeah.
So for that, it's nothing. But Ultimate's still making them plenty of money.
All right. So let's put Melee on the scale of your guys' hype. Let's throw the Terry in there and the Fighter Pass 2 and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't even know how to be hyped, because
I don't.
All the people on this Fighter Pass, I'm like, what?
Like this fighter pass that like came
like
out?
None of them
it's
I saw
the
coming.
The wildest pass, 100%. So we got Joker.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, just Joker and Banjo alone is like.
So I don't even know what to expect.
Ooh, real quick. Okay, if you have anybody in Smash, who is it? Your number one.
You know who Fruits is.
I would be Goku.
Yours would be Goku. Okay, mine is Sora from Kingdom Hearts. Like any kind of Kingdom Hearts. Maybe even Mickey, bro. Mickey would be lit. That would be sick. But not the Mickey voice actor that was in Kingdom Hearts.
Now you got Daddy Disney.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sora would be sick. Riku, like Kyrie, any of those kind of like Kingdom Hearts characters would be my pick. Maybe do like a hero thing. When you change the skin, it changes like the character, but maybe that'd be too
that'd be dope.
Hard. Yeah, that'd be very sick. What about you, Blue? Any fighter?
I don't have honestly, mine's pretty lame. I would just want Napoleon. But that's a fever dream that'll never happen.
That's probably more realistic than Goku. Especially since he pretty much said it's never going to happen.
Who?
Yeah. Napoleon, the penguin. No. I don't really want any other characters. I'm honestly, because all the characters that I
that's
would
never
want,
coming.
Goku would have been my number one, but I know that's never going to happen. Yeah. Like, what? Just because. Why
not? He said because he's only because doing Bandai. Stuff that started from video games.
What do you, yeah. What does that even?
Like characters that started in video games, not in manga or TV shows or anything like
Sakurai
that.
Sakurai came out and said that.
Yeah.
That's well, kinda, one, he said I that, and then that. Two, Bandai is very.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Very possessive. So it's a double whammy of yeah. No.
But if they can get Square Enix to get Cloud, I mean, maybe.
Maybe Sakurai has it.
Yeah, but Square Enix has always had a working relationship with Nintendo, so.
Whatever, boom. All right, Goku's coming to Smash. Not important.
I'm sorry. Okay, that'd be dope.
Six. But, like, yeah. That's mine, like, just kind of. I mean, I like Smash. I'm not super into it like Blue or really good at it. I'm a casual Smasher. I think I'm better than the normal casual player.
Right.
It goes casual, Rob, people who are good, and that's, we're cool with that.
We're just somewhere in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in that mix.
And you know what's good? Is this sponsor.
Oh, wow, Blue.
Great job. Let's hear from them.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
And we're back. Whoa, that's crazy.
Ooh, wow. And we also realized we on our list have 19 more games.
And we talked about two.
Yeah.
And we got about
and two. One's been out for almost a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we should probably
we're doing fantastic, honestly.
Well, there's stuff at the end that have more topics
yeah,
to discuss.
So we don't, yeah, so we don't have to go.
So we can kind of rapid fire some of this, talk briefly about it,
mm-hmm.
rate them. So Smash, I wouldn't even know where to put it. It'd be pretty low. Like, I love Smash and I love playing a new character.
Yeah.
And the problem is I get on and then I realize I suck. And I'm like, oh, right, this is why I don't play Smash.
You tried for a long time.
I tried and then no one watched the videos. So I was like, I can't invest as much time. Anyway.
Yeah. What about you, Blue?
I don't know how to rate it. I mean, Smash is like just a part of my cycle.
It's like a 7. So like anything literally, you see Smash, you get like hyped for like a 7.
I don't know. I can't really rate the.
Yeah.
The
I literally get more excited because I just think, oh, this is someone new to watch in competitive. Like I just hope they're viable.
Yeah.
So I can watch them in competitive. That's really it.
Yeah. I see that. Rather than like playing them, just kind of see how it mixes the pot.
Like see if it's someone will play.
I mean,
what's next on there?
I can't really rate it. I mean, if like the last fighter pass was just like Goku, I'd flip out. That'd be a 10. Easy.
That'd be a 10.
Yeah, that would.
We automatically change the 10 if Goku's announced.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, so next up, well, I want to talk about this. Rob kept like being like, oh, like what?
What?
Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, dude, I don't get that either.
What am I, oh, six?
Okay, you might be sleeping on it, but it's
what,
dope.
We apple, played it like, you want what, some apple four juice to five go years ago? Like early Mr. I don't even like know if
three
it,
and a half years ago, I think. Garden Warfare 2. So everyone's been waiting. It's been anticipated. Like the community, and this technically isn't Garden Warfare. It's like a, I don't even know what exactly they're calling it. Yeah, fall asleep over there. Whatever, man. Listen, I love shooting games, and then I love it when there's one that mixes up the formula, especially when it's like colorful,
well, it's
creative.
Like, it's like PvPZ, right? Like you can play against zombies in the game, but there's also players in the game too, and there's like objectives, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's mainly PvP. It's usually 12v12, mm-hmm. and all objectives, and there's plants versus zombies, obviously. Whole bunch of different classes. It's fun. They even have like a little like skill system now. You can like make a loadout. You can level them up, like prestige them and get new stuff. Whatever, dude. I was hyped about that, not only because it's happening, but they were literally like, hey, this is out. Oh, and you can play it now.
Yeah, well, like he hits the DMs up yesterday and he goes, guys, this is playable tonight. And I was like, oh, this is going to be like, I was like, yours? Like, what is this? And I open it and it's like, welcome to Plants versus Zombies. Bam, bam, bam. I was like, dumb.
You're the problem, dude, right? You don't have an open mind. Well, you want some other generic, gritty, modern shooter, huh?
Like Borderlands 3? Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, but see, Borderlands is special, too. I like that because that has character and it's stylized.
Yeah, yeah, it's quirky and it's kinky all at the same time. All
right, here's my score for
I don't want to hear it. It's out anyway. Screw you.
One.
It's probably like a zero.
No. Okay, I'll put it at a two. Because a two means I'm willing to record it with you.
Two
if
is,
it's a
no,
one,
two.
I'm not recording it with you. That's two, how that two, how that goes.
His two is just like literally, I want to be supportive of my friends. Yeah,
exactly.
Also,
like, I love you, dude, and I will make some content with you. But like, that's it. Like, those games that we only
outside
twos.
Recording,
like,
it's not getting played.
100%.
I shouldn't have put that in. You guys are just bullying me. Okay, fine. Something else we're excited for. Gears of War 5.
Ah, there we go.
I can't.
Oh. I love me some Gears, man.
Yeah, let me give you the fat two on that one. I'm going to be supportive.
What? Wait, you got to like Gears of War, right?
I don't care about Gears of War, man.
But you did. You did at one point or another. No. Everybody did. Gears of War, the first trailer for Gears of War 1, bro, is one of the best video game trailers of all time.
I mean, Gears 1 and 2 campaigns were so good.
The best.
I loved them. See, here's the thing. Around the time Gears was becoming this big thing, I was just...
Was that
2006? I was just Metal Gear Solid, dude. I was just playing... I was so deep in Metal Gear Solid throughout my adolescent years. It just most of these games just didn't really hit me on my radar.
Well, I've been looking at early reviews for it and, like, kind of, like, not spoilers or anything, but they say, like, the campaign is, like, so far really good and it, like, is, like, the most similar to 1 and 2 and 3 in the sense because the Gears of Wars between have been just whack. And
well, apparently 2, I haven't read too much because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But they have, like, an open world now where, like, some levels are, like, a hub.
Oh.
Or, like, that's how... Yeah. And so there's, like, driving on these open worlds and stuff.
Yeah.
And at first, I was like, oh, that sounds dumb. But then I was like, it's great. So I was
Maybe I'll try it
out.
A
nice spin on the...
Yeah. I mean, you have to try and play it a little bit, right? Like, on the creator pass or whatever? Or did you...
Oh, no.
No.
I just wanted to get in PvP.
Oh, no games?
No.
Oh.
Everyone was busy playing. I mean, you got to be at least excited for the Horde mode, right?
Nah.
What? But that's, like, Gears, like... Is the popularized the Horde mode
for sure?
I don't know, man. I just always saw that game. It was just a bunch of buff, swole dudes.
I love the running gun,
the roadie run.
it was too extra for me. It just wasn't for me.
Gears of War.
If you
1,
love Gears, that's dope. But for me, I'm good.
I feel almost the same way about Gears as I do Halo. Like, the Gears name and franchise has been drugged through the mud, dude, recently. Like, the Gears pop game and all that kind of trash. Dude, like, Gears of War 1 is, like, one of those games I hold, like, close to my heart. Because, like, it was when, like, my stepbrother was in high school. And I was, like, maybe, like, 6th or 7th grade, bro. And I owned those noobs, bro. I stomped those kids,
curb
bro.
Stomped. Literally.
And, like, what was cool is, like, I was, like, a little kid, bro. So they always wanted to play with me and stuff because I was just fragging, bro. They're like, this kid's insane.
This kid's reflexes.
So whenever I hear Gears, dude, I just think of that. And then Gears 1 and 2 is probably one of my favorite kind of PvP, like, the kind of things you could do. Like, you could, like, grab a weapon and kind of slide with it while you picked it up. Those little things you could do with it is something that I really like. So... I'm going to put Gears on my list, dude. Like, 8-7? Nice. Like, to hear about these good scores, dude, gets me hyped for it. Now, if they were like, oh, this sucks, like, it's just another, like, terrible yeah, Gears game, then I'd be like, oh, okay, well, 5.
The reason,
like,
I'm more hyped for it is because it's PC.
Yeah, that, too. That, like, plays it. If it was on just Xbox, I wouldn't play it. It'd be a 2.
Especially controller. Now that I can use mouse and keyboard, I think I'm going to like it more. And I played the multiplayer beta and that was actually fun. Like, it ended, and I was like, man, I wish I could actually play more.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. I didn't really put that in my upcoming, I guess, because, like, we can play it right now. So just, I guess, if I'm going, if I'm going, like, on the list I had, I'd put it right under Borderlands at 6.
Okay.
That's, and that's fine. Only because, yeah, it's, like, here. That's fine.
And then two for you, Blue, I guess. Like, no interest at all.
I'm going to be supportive of you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy Gears, but it's just not my thing.
So will you record it with us, maybe?
How much?
We'll get
involved. Well, I mean, the $2 Game Pass, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, come on, we got to play Horde or something. God, can barely get you to play that. Are you kidding?
All right,
and don't tell us until now. I was like, oh, we're all hyped.
Blue's like, Gears sucks.
I'm about to end this whole man's career.
You're projecting some serious stuff on me, because never once in the DMs was like, oh, Gears looks pretty sick.
I don't know. That's, but you didn't also say anything.
That's true. Well, I didn't say but if I didn't say you could probably assume it's probably not.
I would agree with that as well. Blue's not saying he's hyped about it. He's probably not
pretty
hyped about it.
If I'm excited for something, I'm pretty vocal about it.
All right, well,
what's next?
No, I'm sad. We have the Peen Simulator Death Stranding.
I don't know what this game is.
So confused.
I don't know what. Kojima keeps, like, talking about, he's like, yeah, it's a social strand system. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
I'm totally
down for it.
That is very controversial in the video game industry, or, like, video game fandom, okay?
I don't think
everyone's
going to
go, oh my God. I have never played an Hideo Kojima game. I've never played an Hideo Kojima game in my entire life.
You never played Phantom Pain that just came? Oh, really?
Never played Phantom Pain. A game. So, like, when I see, like, a story that, like, looks confusing and I don't understand what's going on, that doesn't interest me. Like, if anything, I'm just like,
well, that is Kojima.
Like, it just doesn't look like anything I would be interested in playing. Like, I get, like, a narrative kind of driven story that, like, you don't know what's going on, and, like, the kind of cool thing about that. But for me, that just turns me off from it, and it's like, ugh. Like,
you play Kingdom Hearts.
But Daryl.
But I don't play Kingdom Hearts for the story. Like, that game is driven by mechanics and, like, fighting and that. In this game, there's not going to be that. It's more driven.
Climb stairs, pee.
Well, imagine.
I can do that outside, all right?
Like, imagine if you had, like, Kingdom Hearts level of convoluted story, but it's, like, political, and that's Metal Gear Solid. That's what makes it so good. Oh, God, I love Metal
Gear Solid. Grinded that for a little bit, that one that came
out.
The story is just so
I've
never played
so ridiculous
one.
And over the
never
top.
Never played a
so,
Metal Gear anything.
So, there's so made. Many, like... Mm-hmm. Play this game and play this game. Oh, play this game to get the story from this game. You've played 4. Now, if you play 5, you'll get a background on what happened in 4. It's like, God.
I like Norman Reedus.
Oh, I love Metal Gear Solid.
I am going to rate that a question mark, because I don't even... I don't know how to rate it when I don't even know what the game is.
I'll put a 4 because I could care less. But, like, if people say that it's good,
I'll
see
the reviews.
Yeah, exactly.
Gonna,
if people are saying it's cool,
put
then
a 7... Just because I have no idea what it is, but it's Kojima, and I would blindly follow Kojima off the list, quite honestly.
At least you're honest.
At this point.
Blind loyalty. Appreciate that. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Okay. I am a Star Wars fan till I die.
Star Wars fans, stop listening.
I was not happy with the last movie.
We're not talking about the movie.
I'm just saying. It's gonna come into it.
Don't let him go into the monologue.
Don't subvert
so this,
expectations.
So this
problem.
Old game was pretty cool. I played it a lot when I was a kid.
I was
more excited for KOTOR, to be honest.
I'm very scared because it's EA, and I'm just afraid that they're just gonna EA it up and just, you know, like, didn't they make, like, some single player campaign for Battlefront or something, and it wasn't even that good.
I thought we were talking about the re-release of that other game.
No, Fallen this
Order
is like the new
one.
Game
yeah,
that's
the
like
respawn.
That one looks cool. Yeah, I'm cool with that one.
Yeah,
it looks all right.
Yeah, I'm with
it's
you.
Respawn though, so I'm kind of I have faith.
And it's Star Wars, so like it's like I have to get it. Like it's like I'm not going to get it. You know,
my only issue with it is well, that's part of it, but. I was told by some insiders and stuff before when there wasn't anything. They're like, God of War like the new God of War, uh-huh. just Star Wars. And so I'm like, oh my God, that's
and well, then I and watched, for you too.
Yeah, because like, I love God yeah. of War. That was such a good game. So I'm like, oh, that sounds so dope.
That mm-hmm. sounds dope.
And then I watched the gameplay reveal and I was like,
he's just stomping him.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, it's too easy.
Not quite as.
Because that's the hard part about making a game in Star Wars. You don't want, because they're so powerful compared to like a grunt, like right. a stormtrooper, that like for you to fight a stormtrooper, like going
if you
at
have
it,
people complaining, like I put bullets into this dude and he's not yeah. dying. I have this molten like sword that can just slice seriously. Anything and he's not dying. Yeah. So I can see like why that's an issue, but it's just, it seems like it's going to be very linear and I usually don't like super linear stories. Yeah. God of War was nice because it was, but at the same time, it had that open world, like the lake. Mm-hmm. You could choose. There was like optional places, bosses, yeah. that kind of stuff. So it wasn't strictly that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just worried this is going to be like a, almost like a like play along movie kind yeah. of thing. Almost like quick time.
Like press A.
Yeah. Like yeah. it might as well be.
But there were easy. Some sweet things you can do in that game. Like when he like force choked the dude to him and like put him in front yeah. of like the bullet that like hit him. I was like, all right.
Well, that reminds me of Force Unleashed yeah. way back on like PS2 or mm-hmm. whatever. Loved that game mainly because like the destruction they had, and that was like you could just do crazy yeah. stuff or like use your powers mm-hmm. for fun stuff. So that'll be fun. I'm excited for it. I think all that hype I received from people beforehand, yeah, like, disappointed
yeah.
me.
Yeah, when you actually
I just had
saw
this,
it.
Yeah, I just had this idea.
This impossible kind yeah. of thing that, like...
Like, Kratos, were, yeah. but, like, and how, like, God of War is such a good game. So, I'll put it, like, a 5.
Yeah, a 6. Five six exactly just because it's Star Wars. Anything right. Star Wars in its name is a 6. You know, like, that means I'm gonna get it, but if it sucks, like... I'm gonna hate it. And
it just
I'm never gonna
for me.
Talk
it just looks
it.
A little dated from what I've seen.
It does. It. I but like, that it was seems, an alpha build. I can like, see well, like.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the type of game I would have gotten like 2015.
Yeah.
PS like 2014 PS3 game.
Yeah.
For yep. me.
I feel like we're all about on the same page there.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's good because it's Respawn yeah. and I love Respawn.
And that's kind of the last chance too.
And they're. They're well.
What
I mean,
their last,
Apex
they just released Apex.
Well.
They're ranking it in, dude.
Oh, no! I'm thinking of Anthem. Oh, BioWare. Oh, BioWare. I'm thinking BioWare. Oh, my fault. Yeah, that's the one. My fault. My fault.
We don't say the B word here, right? Next up, okay. Well, I don't know where Blue lands on this, but I know Rob and I are stoked. Modern Warfare.
9. That's a 9. That's
Modern
a 9.
Modern Warfare, baby.
Oh, it was good on console, dude, which means it's a 9. yeah. I can't wait. I
if
can't
Rob
wait.
Had fun on a console, uh-huh. then you know it's going to
And
be
I didn't
good.
Even have sound, too. I didn't even have sound, and I liked it.
That's true. We were playing that, and for what you couldn't get your headphones on. You're like, whatever. So we were recording,
right.
and I'd be like, Rob, why aren't you... Oh, right. You can't hear. And he's like, where are they? I'm like, what do you mean, where are they?
Oh,
like,
it was awesome. But it's so fun. And, you know, like, I'm a sucker for Modern Warfare. Like, if it has Modern Warfare in the title, sure. Like, I'm playing it. And it's on PC. The only thing I wish, like, it would be a 10 if there was crossplay.
Okay.
And
so I learned there is. But console players have to opt in.
Oh, they do. Okay, that's
so
sick.
If they're okay playing with PC players.
Oh, now, players, now it's a 10.
They can. Yeah.
Now it's a 10. That was the only reason why. Okay, maybe it's a 9 because I probably am not going to play the campaign. I'm not a big Call of Duty campaign guy. I don't think I've ever played a Call of Duty campaign.
Black Ops was the only one I did.
Yeah.
That one was good. Mason.
They're all just kind of like the same kind of like thing, going in and mission and saving somebody. And then you
this
have
one
a,
has Bryce.
Yeah.
Captain Bryce.
Miss me with that, dude. I'm yeah, all about multiplayer.
Enough. Yeah, I'll catch me multiplayer.
The only thing I'm really, really, really worried about is the loot box thing or whatever they have in there that's going to be like, you got 20 gold tokens. Like, do you want to use 10 gems to open up this instead?
See, if you go back to Black Ops, is a barren wasteland that you would not recognize now. Because when it started off, they were really good, and they're like, oh, loot boxes? Oh, we don't know those. And now you go back, and it's like, loot box. You're like, that shit, loot box.
They just wait until the reviews are in.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, let's put them in now. And I hate
it's going to happen. Like, it's people like, put money into it. It's going to there's going to be prevalence of loot boxes. It's going to happen. This is what it is.
People just don't. People I mean, I'm one of them. But I don't mind giving the game money if it's good, you know? Like, if I enjoy it.
Right.
But, like, if it's to, like, a paywall, like, with what Apex did with that one thing, that's ridiculous. That's where I draw the line. Like, I will not participate in anything like that.
I did.
Of course you did.
I'm
You're
the problem.
The problem.
I am the problem. I'll admit it. It's, listen, dude, okay, I don't buy much.
You're going to buy packs. Person. You're going to buy COD points.
You're going to buy packs. First You've off, got the one, money. You'll be fine.
It's content.
Yeah.
Two, literally, I don't spend my money on anything.
Yeah.
Except video games. So true. Sometimes like that, and like it sounds sad, but like I get a little excited. You know? Like I get that little dopamine rush. I'm the problem. I know I am.
Oh, when we go gambling one of these days, bro, you're going to.
Know.
Yeah. It's like that times 50, bro.
Yeah. I know I have like an addictive personality. So I don't.
So Call of Duty 9, like I'm really excited for it. I just pray that there's challenges for get fall camo, not buy 10 packs and hope you get fall camo. Like that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, I mean Black Ops did it well. Black Ops 4, they had like get diamond, it was like same thing, like mm-hmm. you have all these challenges. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just worried about how they're going to introduce microtransactions, because the problem with Black Ops 4, I was fine with it. Because I know it's inevitable.
Yeah, like they're coming.
Activision in whatever, like the last quarter from Black Ops 4 microtransactions, and just that quarter got more than World War II has gotten for them
ever.
Sales, everything ever. So like, of course there's going to be
yeah.
microtransactions. I just hate that Black Ops 4 puts unique weapons behind those crates.
Yeah.
That's my problem. Mm-hmm. I don't want that in Modern Warfare.
We're
you can put skins... Or whatever, as long
unique
as it's...
Unique weapon in the sense of, like, what?
Like an,
it's legit a new weapon.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, this so MP5.
Like not, so, like, weapon. Normally a gun you would unlock when you hit level 60 is now instead...
Well, so they have their normal weapons, but uh-huh. then they're like, oh, we have this new M4. You only get it if you can get it through this case. That's the problem I have.
Surprise mechanics, baby.
Because, and it's not just, like, a reskin. Like, yeah. oh, it's just a different model. Like,
it's a new gun.
Yeah, a whole new gun. Whole new archetype. All attachment, like, yeah, that's my problem.
Yeah. So that's why it's a 9 for me. What about you?
I would put it 9.
Nice.
So for me, it's the second most
yeah.
hype game I am.
Yeah.
And that's because, one, I think it's going to be dope.
Yeah.
Two, like, we were playing just that 2v2 mode.
Yeah.
Literally, I could have just, it yeah. felt like the old, like.
Exactly.
Like old middle times. School, high school days. Yeah. I would just stay up all night, just grind yeah. match after match. So once I had progression to mm-hmm. chase after two, prestigious,
yeah.
I'm a sucker.
You are.
And not only that, there's rumors there's like 50 or 60 weapons in the base game. And that sounds dope.
That's yeah. awesome.
A nunny.
What about you, Blue?
I'm going to put it at 7. I know nice. I'm going to play it. I know
That's
I'm putting
good.
Hours into it.
Nice.
It's a,
Hell yeah,
it's
we
a Call
are.
Of Duty game.
Sounds like he's not proud
Black
of
Ops 4, Black Ops 4 brought me back in, quite honestly. And with all the good stuff in here about Modern Warfare, I'm looking
Call
forward to
kind
it.
Call of Duty fell off pretty quickly, though, Black Ops. It was like going pretty well for like 3 months, and then kind of.
Well, the problem too is, I'm hoping this crossplane stuff fixes it.
Yeah.
And now that people know, Black Ops 4 is the first PC mm-hmm. to like actually have.
Yeah.
It's not just a terrible port.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping the PC community doesn't die so fast. That was yeah. my problem. If you go on console now, dude, it's still thriving.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping either with crossplay or just with the new hype and stuff, there'll be a more emphasis on the PC community. That was really my only problem with it,
because they definitely put more emphasis on like their console community.
I mean, it's where they get most of their money and whatnot.
It's the bank. Yeah. It's where they get the bank. Yeah. So I can't blame them.
I can't blame them either, and I can't blame us for going to this ad break.
Oh,
and we're back with plenty of video game talk. So Modern Warfare, we're all. Pretty excited. Rob and I more so.
Yeah.
It sounds like Blue is...
Hey, a 7 on Blue scale, I think, is a great score.
I think what that means in Blue's terms is...
7 is
I know I'm going to grind it. I might not feel good about it, but I'm going to grind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7 is like, I know I'm going to play it. I'm going to put an unhealthy amount of hours into it, and it's going to either burn me or I'm going to...
So what's a 10 then? What would be a... What's a 10? Like, you're going to lose your life?
You'll find out soon, big boy.
I guess we're going to find out.
Okay.
He did say it's coming up.
Okay.
He knows what it is.
It's probably the same as Fruits.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I forgot.
Next up, so this one isn't a new upcoming game. I just want to briefly touch on it, kind of like we touched on like Smash Banjo. Hunt Showdown, it officially came out of like early access.
Yeah.
I'm addicted,
it's
dude.
Fun, man. I've had a good time with it. Like, it's not definitely the most optimized game, but it's fun. I enjoy it.
I mean, the progression of it. For me, it's like an FPS roguelike.
Yeah.
And I love roguelikes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as far, because we got Arios to play with it, and he really likes it.
Yeah.
He loves Escape from Tarkov.
Oh, that's like his
and that's,
baby.
That's too much for me. And for those who don't know Escape from Tarkov, It's good. Like super hardcore military, almost like a military simulator. Like,
if your character dies, you lose them forever. Every gear, all the gear, everything.
Yeah, everything. Like, in order to put bullets in a magazine, you have to pull out an empty magazine and then put the bullets in someone.
Yeah.
Like, load that whole thing. Then take that magazine, like load it into the gun, block that. Like, yeah, it's the whole nine yards. Super.
Not a fan.
Super hardcore, essentially. Hunt feels like
a softer version.
A softer, you don't need to know as much. It's not as like daunting.
Yeah.
It's more forgiving. Mm-hmm. And it has the whole like monster hunting.
Well, thing. And I like, that's one thing that I like. I hate scary movies, but I have a weird love for scary games, like the genre of them. And you definitely get that sense of like tension and like scariness like, with that game. Yeah. And like, that's something that I really like when a game can make you like feel that way. So like, it's fun. Yeah. It's a good
time. And I like the emphasis on sound. Mm-hmm. Where like you don't want to alert these crows or these dogs.
Yeah.
Like literally we were like, when you had gotten off, I was playing with Arios, we were fighting a boss and I heard dogs start barking. I was like, Arios. I was like, stop.
Yeah.
And we left the boss room. And sure enough, because I heard those dogs, we saw two people like trying to like sneak up on us. We got the jump on and killed them. Yeah. So like that whole like dynamic I really like. And it's twofold. I have to watch the noise I'm making. But, yeah. I don't know. That's a game that like.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. I know you're not as into it, but yeah.
I mean, I don't hate it though. So it'd be like it'd be like a five. Like, I'll play it. Like if anybody asks me to play it, yeah, sure, I'll play it.
Yeah. So I just want to touch on that. That's like a game recently that I've, because normally I don't have a game, especially if I don't make videos on it, that I put a lot of time into, but I've been putting a lot of time in Hunt. All right. Now on to the topic most of our viewers, I'm sure, are excited for, as well as us.
Oh, and this guy apparently
and,
too.
And this guy. Destiny 2 Shadowkeep.
Oh boy.
I'm in a really weird spot with Destiny right now, man. When I first played Destiny, dude, it was the PvP that I loved, you know? And like the PvE was like my side chick, you know what I mean? Like I kind of like visited and like was like, what's up? Like, I like you. Like, let's raid and stuff. But like PvP was like what I like did, you know? Like that's where like I spent most of my time because there's like, it's, I don't know. But like with Destiny 2, man, I don't know what it is about the PvP, if it's a sandbox change or just. They can't get the super counter right or anything.
Better games came out that did PvP better. That's just the fact.
If Shadowkeep doesn't figure out how to do PvP, man, I'm going to lose it. Because it's...
I mean, like...
I can only do PvE so much, you know? Right. I can raid three times, and then I can do a couple characters. But that's a day, you know? Like, that's a day of gaming.
Well, see, the reason I play Destiny, and I know a lot of people aren't like this, but I play PvE to play PvP.
Mm-hmm.
I play PvE to get these weapons to then go use in PvP. That's like what I like to do.
Yeah.
And so I can understand why like some people love the PvE grind, and I do. I love to do that initial grind.
Yeah.
But then like grinding the same thing over and over, unless it's for this exotic that's fun in PvP, I'm probably not about it. But I've been hearing there's a build at PAX West, and they haven't done the sandbox patch notes yet. They'll do it, I'm sure, sooner to release. But like I think it was Triple Rec who tweeted out, low impact sniper rifles can one-shot headshot supers again.
That's good.
So like roaming supers, hopefully, like that's a big problem. And Blue made the joke when we were doing the Dream Team video. It's like there's a point in the game where it feels like we just play Mayhem.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's true. Like the first 2 minutes is fun because you shoot your gun and you get into gunfights.
Yeah.
And then after that, everyone gets their super and you just have six Striker Titans chain supers.
Run. Yeah, and you run. And that's Mayhem. And that's the other 3 minutes. And then it's 2 minutes of that. And then it's that again.
Yeah.
It's just it's a cycle that I don't like. And I don't think I ever felt in Destiny 1 PvP ever.
And I think the other thing, especially for you, the lacks, is the competition like Trials.
Yeah, I guess that too. I think that
because you grind at Trials.
Oh, I love Trials. I think I like Trials more in the sense it's like I'm better than you because like in a 6v6 kind of like scale, it's kind of hard with like and then weapons and all that kind of stuff. But that's why I liked using off meta stuff because I don't want to just be part of everybody and then you use the Recluse too. But like if I outgun you with like my Jade Rabbit, I see you, cuz like I'm way better.
The problem is I feel like there's less options for that. Well, I think the other problem too is. Inherently the PC version.
Yeah.
I feel like the console version, you'll see more variety.
Oh, it's so different.
But like PC, it's like if you're not using a hand cannon, you are putting yourself at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
It's just like fact. Because of the way recoil and the way PC works and everything. So I think that's kind of part of the problem. It's just the sandbox. Like, I was able to use Galran's right hand the other day. Got a rerun out of metals with an auto rifle.
Yeah, that was
fun. And in this meta, like,
I like that
doesn't happen. Yeah. But I loved that because it felt like I was in Destiny 1.
Yeah.
Like I was just using this auto rifle.
And popping.
Yeah, and just popping off.
But like, I feel like you can't do that more often in the PC community now because everyone is just running around with Recluse and that one shotgun you get from that one strike.
Yeah.
Well, I would love it if we had actual recoil on PC.
The only time I ever did that.
If you had what on PC?
I would love if we had like actual recoil. I know that might be unpopular because people love their laser beams.
Recoil in the sense of what? Like,
but part of what makes shooters so fun for me is learning patterns on recoil. Like just like CSGO specifically.
Yeah, CSGO.
Learning your recoil pattern, that's so fun. Learning
that's a big skill gap. That's a huge skill gap too.
And learning the ins and out of it. And on Destiny 2's PC, like recoil just doesn't
Everything's
exist.
A laser.
Everything's a laser. As much as cool as that is, and as fun as that is, I want my guns to feel like
unique in a sort of a sense.
Yeah.
Like my last word doesn't shoot the same as my, I don't know, Rose or whatever that gun is.
Yeah. And you could, and on console, you could say that. You can say that this gun shoots different than this gun because this one has recoil, this one has less. But on PC, I don't get that same satisfaction. Yeah. So I wish that we did get some type of recoil on our guns because that would just make it. As much as people hate recoil, recoil is part of what makes gunplay satisfying. Because if you can control your recoil better than the next dude, there's skill gap and you're a better player.
I wouldn't go as far as to say like a CSGO route, but if you found a happy medium where there was something, still some amount, where like you didn't just have to hold your mouse in place.
Something.
Yeah. Where you had to have some even if it's a little variety.
Bit
and the problem is they'd have to figure out like hand cannons would have to have super recoil before returning back because the other problem the thing about hand cannons that are so good on PC is because you fire so many shots with like an auto rifle has a big spread that means you're having to counteract this entire thing meanwhile faster time to kill just land headshots so I think I don't know how they fix it but cannons are just insane.
Everything they show with PvE, dude, I love it. Like, keep it coming. Like, I'm making an announcement. We're going for Worlds First here. We're going to have a team. We're going for it. We can do it, dude. If we really look down and put our heads down and not look for chests, dude, we can do it.
we would have been pretty close to Worlds First if not the Worlds First with Leviathan.
You're right.
We were.
It's 100% right. We could have beaten Tfue.
We cleared Kalos faster than any other team.
Yeah. Literally had the fastest Kalos clear on the day.
Yeah.
Just those stupid dogs.
Like, okay, so Shadowkeep, I mean, 8. Like,
well, we also spent like 40 minutes in the underbelly.
I love Destiny. I'm going to play it, you know. I mean, I love Destiny, but I'm going to play it, yeah.
It's funny because you guys are so, like, have literally the inverse opinion I do. Because I'm probably higher on Destiny than I've been since probably Taken King.
That's great, dude. I wish I was.
It's because they've made such a big shift to expanding what we do in PvE, which unfortunately has come at the cost of PvP. But I feel like from a business sense, they have to make this decision because the launch of Destiny 2 was just catastrophic for them because they put so much emphasis on
next expansion too was
It's already in works. They didn't have time to like
trash.
They put all this emphasis on making PvP the spectator sport, and they put all these resources into it, and it just didn't work because it made the game super boring. And unfortunately, the hard fact is most people play this game for PvE, so they had to shift to do they want to make this a PvE game that happens to have PvP or the inverse? So that's why I'm so high on it right now. I would like PvP to be enjoyable at least, because right now it's not.
Well, don't get me wrong. I love the raiding and the PvE part of Destiny, and I can
like the menagerie. That's dope.
But I can only do that for so long. When I raid with the guys, dude, that's 6 hours of my week. You know, like that's all I know my Destiny is going to. And maybe the Nightfall, I guess.
Well, that's the thing for me is if PvP is better, I'm more invested in PvE.
Yeah.
Like I'm the inverse of most people. Like if I'm having more fun in PvP and I'm chasing that and I want to play, and that means one, I just like the game more, so I'm more likely to play PvE, but also it means I'm chasing stuff.
Yeah.
I want to do stuff like in these past couple of weeks, I've been having a lot of fun because since you and I, we more or less quit a little after Forsaken.
For sure.
And
he came back a little bit Fruit came back for Season of Opulence for a little bit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When I came back with Season of Opulence. And then I kind of fell off because then we had the summit and stuff.
Yeah.
But I came back and it was so nice. One, because I had so much stuff I hadn't done.
Yeah,
you had a ton of stuff to grind.
Tons of stuff. Mm-hmm. Tons of weapons, pinnacle weapons. Like, the fun thing was, like, I was playing Crucible not for one pinnacle weapon. I was like getting all of them at the same time. So it was fun to chase. And on top of that, the quality of life changes they've done, the opulence stuff, and those like quality
for
of life
you,
changes.
For somebody like you to get back into Destiny, it was the perfect time. And like that's.
And I think I was also higher on Destiny because of the Shadowkeep stream.
Yeah.
Where they're like, they actually said the words like MMORPG. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God. And they're like, we want to double down on RPG. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And they're like,
oh
this
God,
is where we're going. Hard. So I was like, okay, now we're starting to talk.
Yeah.
And so like Armor 2.0 is a good way to like start. I'm just worried that Shadowkeep will be good, but the size of it, and I think it's more going to be even more quality life changes like Armor 2.0. Yeah. The content will probably be great, but it's not like a Forsaken size.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Rise of Iron Plus, like, for sure.
You don't think it's going to be like Taken King?
I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed.
That was
because I feel like I'm 100% positive a lot of the stuff we're getting in Shadowkeep is going to be content we've already gotten like D1, which is what it is. I mean, but
I don't mind that too much as long as they keep reprising it. And then it eventually becomes like we have Destiny 1 and Destiny 2, which is what I wanted. Yeah. Just like a shared game, shared world, and we move forward and we don't lose all this stuff. We just build upon it.
Yeah.
And I know how they talk about, like, we don't want
to... If Destiny 3 does a full reset without bringing a lot of stuff forward whenever we get Destiny 3, then that's going to be...
We're going to need to talk about something.
Yeah. I think that's a jumping point for... I think that's going to be, like, another big
jump the
point
shark
for people.
Like,
they're going to have, like, another Destiny 2 launch on their hands.
Yeah.
Monko. That was terrible. First was week of Destiny 2 was, like, one of the greatest weeks of my life, and then I hit max level on all characters, and I was like, oh, no. This is bad. This is not good. So, I would probably say on my list, eight Red Bull of Modern Warfare.
Okay,
just
eight
because
is where I'm at too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm for the most part, I know what I'm expecting. Yeah. I know I'm gonna like it. Mm-hmm. I know I'm gonna grind it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna do like it's. The reason I'm more excited about it is because it's setting up the future. It's the building blocks. Yeah. They're starting to like the Armor 2.0 is a good start
for sure.
And so that's why I'm more excited about it.
And they're independent, so they can do whatever they want now.
Yay.
Literally whatever they want.
Yeah.
And
because Activision was the problem.
No, I mean, they said it was, like, they can't put all the blame on them
It's
either.
A two-way street, all right?
I'm just hoping.
No, no doubt.
It sounds like
But they have more freedom to be the game they want to be. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, Activision funded them to be a shooter.
Yeah.
The shooter first, like RPG, all that stuff. That's cool and all, but we want you to have an accessible shooter. And now they have an opportunity to really double down on a lot of stuff that maybe would have dragged away, like been maybe a little not as accessible to the average FPS player.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of dead games, just kidding, Destiny 2 is not that dead anymore. 15-year-old dead game that's been revived. WoW Classic.
Oh, oh dude. Miss me with that. Yeah. I tried. Okay.
This is a new take.
So I tried I was like, all right. Like I preloaded in and I was like, all right, I'll just give it a try. Click on White Mane. Click on my character. Or no, I don't click on my character. I just click on White Mane. And then I'm just looking at a portal and it says, queue of 16,000 and it's going to be about 1200 minutes. And me in my brain, I'm like, you know what? I've seen my PlayStation downloads and like all that kind of download stuff where it's like, it's going to take 8 days. And then it really takes like an hour. So I'm like, I'm going to stick with this. So I put on some anime. I'm just chilling. And I'm like,
increased.
And like 4 hours have gone by and I look by and it's like 900 minutes left. I'm like, oh, this is a real line. And I was like, I'm never playing this. And that was it.
Oh.
So now it's like a one.
Yeah.
And then like now I've missed the boat. You know, the boat is gone. So it was I either got on that ship and went with it or I watched it sail.
Well, especially now because you got all these other games coming out. Like,
and that's what
you're
it
not
was.
That hardcore. My
that window was that now it's gone. So
plus because you won't be able to level with like Shark and
Blastrum and they don't want us to level with a level one noob who's never ever played. And I don't want to put that on them.
Yeah.
They would, but I don't want to do that to them.
Yeah. But, I mean, Twitch is still, I'm impressed by how many people it's still pulling. I just feel like there's this weird honeymoon phase, and I could be wrong.
For me, I think it's people watching the streamer rather than the game.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Maybe in the case of Asmongold, but in the case of, like Tim, Lyric, all those other people, Soda. I think they're watching more so the streamer than the game.
And it's a nostalgia trip. Like, people love going down memory lane playing stuff that they... played back in the day.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's, I mean, I'm glad people enjoy it, but for me, it's like, I feel like nostalgia will only take me so far.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if I were to go back to Destiny 1 fresh, I'd be like, oh, this is so sick. But then give me a week and I'll be like,
this sucks.
I'm just going to go play D2.
I know, because I related it to, like, if Halo 3 released, because that's, like, my nostalgia game. Like, if anything could come back. I know I would be hyped and I'd be playing it, but then, like, after a week,
I don't know, bro.
It'd be maybe
not, I don't know.
But I know for me,
I wouldn't.
So you would be like the dedicated.
Oh my god, yeah.
You'd be the dedicated classic players.
Yeah.
So there are those
people.
Oh
yeah, that's probably all I would play, honestly. Like, if it was exactly the same, yeah.
So you would be in that boat, but I know for me,
mm-hmm.
I think it would wear off.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is dope.
I'm not in 2007.
We've come.
So much time has passed.
Yeah, we've come past this.
Yeah.
And after, like, the initial, like, nostalgia wave of new players and everything, I'd probably, like, lose interest. So that's just the way I see WoW Classic. And I know, like, your perspective, if you were essentially into WoW Classic, mm-hmm. there are people like that who are like, yo, I don't care.
Yeah.
And even before this, there were people who had their own vanilla servers, like, modded, who were playing it. So I know there's going to be people on there forever.
Yeah, playing it. But
I don't think it's going to be, like, people are treating it like it's the second coming.
Yeah. See, call me in a month and we'll see what it's how it's doing.
Yeah. Let us know how that goes.
I mean, maybe I'll
I'm happy for you, but I just don't get it.
Yeah, like, it doesn't affect me. I'm happy. A lot of my friends are playing it and that makes them happy. That's great, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. None of us do.
Yeah. So don't really have to rate that one. Yeah, we're not none of us are playing it.
Ones.
this is an interesting one. Well, we'll come back to that. Cyberpunk.
Oh, Cyberpunk.
Yeah. Upcoming. Blue. Like, okay.
I haven't really
We need to get to it before we run out of time.
I haven't really looked into it at all. I just know Keanu Reeves is in it, and it's kind of like... I'm interested. I'll play it, you know? I'm not like, this is going to be the sickest, like, storytelling, gun game, whatever, ever. But I think it looks cool.
I'm excited just because the quality looks unreal. Like, this looks like the production of it just looks so far ahead of anything else that I've ever seen in a video game before,
mm-hmm.
which that alone gets me extremely excited.
Yeah.
I've never been that big on, like, Witcher or anything. I don't know that much about CD Projekt Red or, like, the rabid fan base they have, but I mean, the game looks sick. I love the cyberpunk setting of
Keanu Reeves.
The Blade Runner.
I said Keanu
the Blade
Reeves.
Runner snatcher whole
Keanu
aesthetic
Reeves.
That's dope. And I'm looking forward to it. Also Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
I mean, I'm all in. Wow. I'm super excited about it. I'm only sad because I
have you looked into it more than I have though? Yeah. Like, I haven't really
I've watched like everything.
Oh, okay. See, I haven't really
like the it. The only problem I know is it's going to be a in my own time thing because
mm-hmm.
I just can't really make videos on something like that, or at least not how I make videos.
Yeah,
like,
it would definitely be a lot of cutting and
right.
like a 2-hour playthrough cut like into 15 minutes.
Maybe. Yeah.
If that.
So maybe it'd be like just a random stream game, but mm-hmm. like the RPG aspect of it, the shooter aspect of it. I played Witcher, loved that, and so I know how
so
they're
the guys
like,
make Witcher made this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know.
So I know how they're like adapting. And just the way they're talking about like how in depth this game is,
mm-hmm.
and like if they what I'm saying, if they deliver on what they're saying, and it looks like they are,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be insane. And then I got even more hype because they recently tweeted, I think it was like yesterday, that they're like, "Yo, by the way, we're like supporting this single player fully. We're gonna fully develop it, release it. There's going to be extra content for that onward
mm-hmm.
after release, but we're also looking to add multiplayer after release." And I'm like, nani?
Yeah.
Like, so for all I know, that's like a co-op or multiplayer modes that you use your now
or like
cybernetic
a custom kind
soldier.
Of thing or something.
Yeah. So like if they add that, it's like what doesn't
when they say multiplayer, the it's limitless, like what they can do with multiplayer, you know?
So whether that means I could play that with friends, that would be dope.
Yeah.
Or even take that soldier with all the gear and enhancements mm-hmm. and use that in a multiplayer match, that would be sick.
Yeah.
Either way, that got me even more hyped.
Yeah.
Where would you guys put that on your list?
Seven, eight. So I guess closer to eight. I'd give it an 8. Keanu Reeves.
I'd give it an
That's
8.
An 8 for me. That's an 8 for me.
I'd give it a Keanu Reeves out of Keanu Reeves.
I'd put it 9.5.
Oh,
ooh,
it's
pretty high.
Right above.
An A+, though, still.
Right above Modern Warfare, but still below. I'd have to put that there. But I mean, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
like I said, I'm all in about that. So I'm really excited for that one. Blue, what do you want to touch on this list?
You know what I want to touch on.
What is it?
everything Pokemon, baby. Oh. Sword and Shield coming out November, bitch.
That's my 10.
Are you guys streaming easily, that? Like, are 10. You guys going to get like attachments?
Dude,
and, like,
I'm so excited because this is the first Pokemon game I can actually like stream and like do.
Oh, yeah, wait. You don't have to do it on DS, right? It's on the Switch.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Dumb Citra, get your own cap card. No, the Switch, ready to go, baby. You could play Pokemon right with the boys, and I'm so excited.
So, you guys,
we are going to go camping together. Yeah. We're cooking curry.
You go camping with your buds, dude.
You guys just like love Pokemon so much more than I do. See, like, when I look at Pokemon, when I look at Pokemon, I look at it as like, I start as a trainer, and then I work my way up to the Elite Four. I beat them, and that's it.
And you're done.
And I'm done.
Well, you're I'm sorry.
That's your life what I
so
do.
Shallow
now
and
you
uninteresting.
Guys, you beat the Elite Four, and then you capture
every
other Pokemon.
And then that's when the game starts, baby.
That's where it starts.
That's when the real game starts.
Oh, man. I mean, for me, like, I distinctly remember my mom telling me to, because I think I wanted, like, Pokemon wallpaper or something for, like, one of my early bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
She's like, no, it's like it's a fad. You're gonna be over in like a year. And I was like 7. And here I am.
24.
A couple months ago, I flew out to Ohio to play Pokemon.
24 years old playing some Pokemon. Yeah.
And my most excited game is still Pokemon. I was like, take that, mom.
Oh man. But yeah, so aren't you? It's just so exciting because this is
both.
Come on.
Probably both, yeah. It's just so exciting. This is the first like actually this is the first current gen Pokemon game. Like in all truth, the reason it's so exciting is because this is the first time we're actually getting to play a main title on an actually powerful console.
I know there's gonna be shortcomings and there's like drama and certain 100%. Stuff, but I know I'm still gonna just love it.
There's ports that are gonna disappoint me so hard, but it's Pokemon and it's the heat.
Yeah.
that's end game, baby.
So that's your 10?
My fucking Pokemon, dude. That's my 10.
That's both your
guys'
10.
Well, there's co-op too. Like I'm
that's your 10. These you guys are like it's Borderlands, but you know, like it's Borderlands.
Listen,
it's Borderlands 3.
I will admit I'm a hypocrite. Okay? But it's Pokemon, dude.
I'm a sucker. Borderlands 3.
It's a 10, man.
It's
Borderlands 2.
Like it's Pokemon. It's new Pokemon Shield, dude, but it's Pokemon Red.
Pokemon is like
easy as 10.
At times no better than like, you know, sports games where they do every year. But
yeah,
100%. Like that's I know that I'm a part of that problem.
Uh-huh. And you're okay with that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I 100% know I'm part of the problem, and I know I should give it more criticism than I do. And 100%, like I wish Game Freak would invest a little more money into the mainline titles, considering they're like almost a hundred billion dollar franchise.
Well, Christian was
saying, like, why don't you put more money into it? But I'm also going to put so much goddamn time into Pokemon that it doesn't matter.
The whole Pokedex thing too. Game Freak was like, oh, we just don't have enough people and time. They only have like 120 employees. Hire some. You have so much money.
But think about like the CEO.
The fact that there's less
than
200 people working on that, that's mind-blowing. Literally,
that's
like,
mind-blowing.
There's
the
only 120 people working on
something like 140 or something like that.
Yeah.
And they crank them out like 2 years between each other, right? Like,
well,
they crank them out.
Yeah. I guess sort of their Sun and Moon was.
They're usually like every 3-4 years generally is a new title. Yeah.
But like that's in you. Imagine if they had a studio of thousands.
But okay.
If you had a studio of thousands, we would have the most crazy Pokemon game, and that's what I want.
That's why it's bad,
but also I'm going to play it.
Are you guys worried that microtransactions from Pokemon Go and Pokemon Masters are somehow going to sneak their head?
If they find their way into the core game, that's when I stop being
There's been a lot of microtransactions.
Really?
Yeah.
If they introduce micro... But you just said you love microtransactions. You don't mind...
But there's a,
I mean, in mainline games, they've never done that. And if they did do that, they did it tastefully, where
but
it's like
make
small
so,
things here and there.
They make so much money from Pokemon. I guarantee
they make
you,
so
dude,
much.
In,
I don't,
in a week, they make more from Pokemon Masters and Go than they'll make from every sale that Shield and whatever gun
Ooh,
has.
Okay,
you
know? I don't know about that.
God, no, dude. They, they make so much money from that stuff. The little speed-up mechanics and stuff.
No doubt. Wait, speed up. What are you talking about?
Like, so like, if you want to level up your Lickitung to level 50, you can give them 2 gems. And
no, if that was the case, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, so like, something like that.
They,
like,
would never do that in the mainline RPGs.
Well, yeah, see, that's when I think of microtransactions in the mainline, I think of predatory. I guess if they're like, yo, here's some clothes for your avatar, or like, But see, I don't know what else they would add that wouldn't affect.
That would piss you off.
Yeah, they make so much money. They make so much money off of the main line. I don't see them ever doing that. Quite honestly,
this is going to stay untouched, and the main line, like Go and Masters, is where they make their money.
If they did, it would be mad. But you got to understand, Go and Masters are free investments for them. So they're handing it to people. They have to make money somewhere. So obviously there's going to be microtransactions. With Pokemon, they know everyone's going to buy that $60 title.
Yeah, why not?
Well, here's the thing, too. They know hardcore fans, or most just Pokemon fans in general, are going to buy both, like me.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's
so
the problem.
Like, effectively,
$60 for a few different Pokemon, really.
I mean, and then when the third one comes out, you guys are going to buy that one, because there's always a third one that comes out a year later.
Well, they haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Which is kind of
they
a bummer,
stopped at Black and White.
It's kind of a bummer.
Why? Like, the third ones were always the best because they took everything good about it, added quality of life, added some other,
and
like,
it would come out like a year later,
stuff,
right?
Whatever. Yeah. Like, well,
now they'll
my
do
favorite.
Like now they'll do like what's the word? Like ultra versions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Ultra Sun and Moon was.
Then they Black and White too, which wasn't really like an ultra. That was basically different, but yeah, I mean it's. I don't want to talk about Ultra Sun and Moon.
I can't
so
defend
bad.
That one was
so bad. That was awful. Genuinely bad. They ruined the story in that game too. But
how
we're
is
talk
it
about
bad?
That.
It's the same.
It's literally like the same game. That's the problem.
It's literally the same game. They add a couple of new things here and there, and they completely butcher the Sun and Moon story. Mm-hmm. Don't buy Ultra Sun and Moon.
Okay.
Yeah. That was
from two gigantic Pokemon fans. That's saying something.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, you'll never see me playing that now.
I love Sun and Moon too. I love Sun and Moon, but don't buy.
I'll just be
Sun
playing HeartGold, dude. HeartGold is probably the only Pokemon game that was like a 10.
Oh,
like,
HeartGold, Silver, Elite best Pokemon games of all time. No doubt, no cap.
Like the little Pokeball that would came with your little dude. Yeah. Oh, that was the best. I'd be at school just like shaking it, leveling up my like Rhyhorn.
So, yeah, thank you. So, for better or for worse, that's Blues and I's most anticipated game.
I guess
10.
I mean,
10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
That's just like as a blind fan. But literally, like, aside from that.
Like, you're more excited for that than Cyberpunk, Borderlands.
Okay, but
like,
that's why I'm saying I'm blind. I know that that's dumb. And realistically, aside from that, like, Cyberpunk would be my most excited, mm-hmm. then Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Pokemon would realistically be like 7 or something.
Yeah.
But I'm a blind fanboy. Like,
because it's Pokemon, it's a 10. Like, no matter what it is.
And, like I don't know if I'll do any content on it, but I know I'm just going.
Yeah.
It's Pokemon.
I'm going to go so deep on that game.
I mean, I'm
going
to play it 7. Like, I'm playing it. Like, and if it's sick, it's
we
sick.
We can camp together. Dude.
Yeah, sweet. I can't wait to.
Dude, we could show off our Pokemon. That's the thing about me, though, is even when you're done with the game, like, I'm still, like, trading and grinding and breeding shit.
Like, I can, like, walk with, like, my Rhydon behind me, right?
You can. Yeah. You can.
Well, I hope
have some fun with that.
Like, for me, the Sun and Moon 2 was really fun just completing the Pokedex. So I hope it's just
700
as fun.
What? Like, how
well,
many?
The local decks. Because the problem is, like, national dexes, they never have those Pokemon to catch.
Yeah, they're
you
not
have
just
to
out
transfer
on Route
from
22.
Games. Yeah. So, like, but, like, completing the Alola, I had a lot of fun with that.
What would you do if they released a Pokemon game after this one and it was everything? Like, every Pokemon. Ever well,
that's what we've been hoping for literally years
in game, but I don't think
makes
I think,
too much sense.
I think they also roll out these games with not as much improvements or changes as you would expect, because they can then just keep making these tiny changes in new games rather than, because like if they did like that penultimate game, it's like why buy anything else anymore?
And also because there's only 120 people working on the game, which is like why you're
like,
a multi-billion dollar company.
That's almost like you just
games.
Working on your like by yourself on a game, like a game of that scale. You need like at least like you would think
some
1,000 people or
some
something.
Some investors, he's like, here's millions and millions, like get some more people. You know what? I like playing. I like making it by myself. Yeah. I'd rather just. Who cares about what? God. That's upsetting. We had some other stuff, but we'll just end with this one because I think it's a little funny.
Yeah.
Announced yesterday in the Nintendo Direct, Overwatch on Switch.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, right?
That's like...
Is this 2017?
No, man. 2016? I can't believe...
My name is Blue West, so you can find me everywhere.
I can't believe
that's
their thing.
Oh, we're not that far. Okay, sorry, guys.
I can't believe that's their thing. Like, it's coming to the Switch. That's going to make me go...
How's that an announcement?
I got to go play it. Like, come on. Like, there's
why I'm saying maybe on the Switch would have been a big deal like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
When the hype hadn't died.
Not even then, though. Like, I would have been like...
Oh. I think it would have been better.
But it would have been better, I guess, but like...
Yeah. I mean, for us, obviously, it's like, we play on PC.
It's like, meh.
But like, even probably random Switch players who haven't played Overwatch, they're at the point where like, they'd ask somebody, hey, should I get Overwatch?
No.
And nowadays, they'd be like, no.
No. No.
Like, no, don't.
Well, and then like, that's what we were talking about, is like, Overwatch, it's time for Overwatch now. Like, it's...
Something's got to happen.
Something. Like, I'm not playing it anymore, because... Every time it just goes from one meta to another, and it's just awful.
It goes from one worse one to a different worse one.
Yeah, and it's like, man, goats can't be any worse than it is now. And then double shield, like with
Sim comes. Overwatch. I think Overwatch is such a like interesting and great analysis on why you shouldn't develop a game strictly to be an esport. Because then what happens to the rest of the people who aren't esports players?
True. Very true.
It's very hard
it's impossible.
I think that is I think this is like the best game to exemplify why bouncing from the top down is good, but making an entire game for a crowd of 12 people doesn't keep game alive.
For me, there's nothing more boring than quick play Overwatch. If I'm not...
Well, that's the problem with quick play Overwatch is like, oh, I want to do something silly. The other team goes 2 shield.
Yeah.
There goes, I can't do anything. There goes my fun.
Like, this is just dumb.
Yeah. It's just... Something's got to change. I don't even know what. But
Even Overwatch 2 or something being announced, like...
I mean, I think... I don't know if we talked about this. I don't think we have in these recent GDO Reezys. But it's like, what have they been doing for the past couple of years? Yeah. Like, they bring reskinned events with nothing but new skins.
New skins. But that shouldn't be the pull to bring new players.
Rework characters to be completely different characters than they were launched.
Yeah.
And
which would have gone into time to make new characters.
Right. And you get maybe 2 to 3 characters a year.
And that's not enough at all. How many do you get in League a year?
Well, now you get like 4 to 5.
Okay, but that's let's because say in the first 2 years of League.
Oh, they were cranking it every other week. Yeah.
Yeah, and then like people want Overwatch to start getting to like the banning phase and all that kind of stuff, and it's not even close to that because the pool sounds big. Like, what is it? Probably
33 or 34,
whatever. Yeah. That how much is League of Legends champ? Like
150
pool?
Now.
Yeah.
Or something.
See, and then like to get to that point, they would need another 30 characters.
But they can only do so much. Like they just implemented certain characters that literally just negate so many other ones.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to even design around that stuff. Like, that's why they had to like nerf Brigitte, because they're like, this literally destroys every design.
And like their first hero, one of their first heroes is Sombra, who literally cancels what the character does.
Yeah.
Like which is one of the most frustrating things to play against is I'm playing the game. Oh, no, I'm not playing because I just got hacked.
I think that's the thing that turns me off so much is because... So much of the design philosophy in Overwatch is stopping someone. Like, that's how you win in Overwatch, is how well can you stop the other person from playing the game?
Yeah.
And that's just boring as shit to me.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong at all about that.
I mean, that's why game design, most people look at it as the way you're supposed to do it, is like, is this fun for the person and the person they're doing it against?
Yeah.
Like, is it interactive for both people in not a negative way? Like, hacking... I would say, like, Sombra's hacking, like, that is a bad design.
Yeah.
It's not even that fun for the person doing it. It's pretty passive. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy's just like, I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you're Reinhardt.
You don't play
and
the
now
game.
you're just.
You swing your hammer and you die.
Right. So it's not very interactive like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not good design.
Yeah.
There are ways to do something where the person doing it can have fun.
Yeah.
Or feel powerful, but also not have the other person
just
like rage quit every single time. Yeah. You're like, this is this, like, the old Scatter Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even have to think about it. Throw it, ricochet. You one-shot a tank.
Yeah.
Okay, how is that? But that was satisfying as hell. Like,
but
at
like,
least you that have was to... fun for one person.
But that's what I'm saying. It was fun for the Hanzo, but imagine you're like a Roadhog, full health, and
shot in your nuts, you're dead.
Yeah, you're like
450 right off the bat.
So, yeah, I think that's it.
Even if like they did introduce like 20 characters, dude, I can only imagine what the... Because they made it for an esport. So I can only imagine how the esport community would take that. Because now you have 20 characters to learn and all that kind of stuff. And,
I just hate... Yeah, it's like...
And then you're playing a whole different game now. You're playing a completely different game.
The competitive scene directly impacts and drives how the game plays.
Mm-hmm.
In League, it's different. And they try, a lot of the design philosophy is to try to not balance strictly around pro play. Sometimes they have to, or they do some things here and there. Mm-hmm. But like, the thing about League is I can play, and even though this is what the pros play, I can still play something else mm-hmm. and still succeed.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't need that comp.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, it's like, you just...
You have to play this.
Yeah. It's that.
If you want to win, you have to play this, whether you want to have fun or not.
And it's like, I don't even know how you fix the problems like Shield. How are you going to get around that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get paid for that.
They literally have just put themselves into a corner at this point, and it's like, we announced a campaign. Like,
if that's all they got, I mean...
It's over.
Yeah, BlizzCon's going to be a big time for Overwatch.
Yeah.
Where's the Overwatch MMO? Then we'd start talking Titan.
Miss me.
What
it was
supposed to be. Oh, what? No. FPS MMO like that? I'd be done. Mm. But anyway... That concludes this video game centric podcast. This one actually was.
Yeah, you know? This was actually only video game.
Yeah, we didn't get off topic.
Yeah.
Only talked about
No tens. That kind of sucks. Fuegos? No tens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no tens.
Modern Warfare was your closest?
Yeah, I guess I'm nine.
Modern Warfare, and then what was the other nine?
The eight was Borderlands 3.
His 10 is Demon Slayer.
That is. Go watch Demon Slayer.
It's so dope.
I'm going to weigh myself real quick.
Oh, yeah. Rob's going to weigh himself.
Well, you guys can plug yourselves.
Keep update. Blue, where can people find you?
You guys can find me at Blue Weslow everywhere.
Literally everywhere.
Literally everywhere.
What did you say, Rob?
So we've been working out for about a month because the first episode of GG Over Easy came from like a month ago.
So Rob's about a month deep in his journey.
Okay, just to say, I am wearing clothes.
Okay, but he brought this up. He wore clothes last time he weighed, so it doesn't change anything.
Okay, you can read that for the people.
167.2.
Almost about 10 pounds.
Is that about
10 pounds?
About 10 pounds.
I see it more so in my face, and I hope you guys say, wow, Rob, you look great in the face, because that would make me feel a lot better.
Your face looks great.
Twitch.tv/RabbyV, Instagram.com/RabbyV. Follow me.
YouTube.com/look up Mr. Fruit on YouTube.
Click that bell.
Twitter. Yeah, click the notification bell. If you're watching this on YouTube, we never actually addressed it. We don't have a 3-cam.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, no 3-cam. Appa ate a battery.
Yeah, it's a long story. We're working on it. We'll figure it out. But this episode was only 1-cam. Hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you for listening. If you're an audio listener, be sure to give it a like or a rating or whatever you do, wherever you listen to it. And with
maybe
that,
we'll read it next week.
Maybe we'll read your comment. We'll see you next Sunday.
Farewell.
Love you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.